It's Tuesday, the 14th of January. It's time to get your gaming grin on with the Game Grin Grincast. Here to talk about games are Aaron.
I enjoy vampires.
And Goz.
I'm a vampire.
Oh my goodness, so cool.
As always, I'm Ace. Today we are going to be playing a game called Gunpire, which you can find the VOD on YouTube or Twitch. This is a game that's free to play and released just last week. It's developed by Spooky Coffee, and the publisher is AIV, Academia Italiana Videogiochi. That is a, well, it's in the name, Academia. It's a university, well, it's a learning establishment, I'll say, because they're not on Wikipedia, so I cannot guarantee that they are a university.
They're an academy, maybe.
They're a place of learning, and they publish games on Steam, which are free. Gunpire, I know, has achievements, so the others might do too. So, yeah, give them a look. Look at some student games. So we're going to play...
Yes, a place of learning and education.
We're going to play some Gunpire. And fortunately, our usual shtick of not doing the tutorials is foiled this time because you have to tutorials.
Bang.
Oh, I started the game by accident.
Okay, so you start without guns.
Yes.
Which is an interesting way to start a twin stick shooter. So anyway, in the game, you get taught how to dodge around things before you get handed your guns. And then you don't get any ammo yet.
Ah, but you have to use your health for ammo.
As Boom. I mentioned, it's a twin stick shooter, so right stick is where you're aiming, and left stick is where you're moving.
Yeah, in case your footage, the footage from Discord is still choppy, at least you'll have my game capture, which is smooth.
That is fair. Aren't you forward dealing damage to everything in your territory? I see. Freeze bullets!
I'm getting so much damage. What was the first tutorial? I forgot. I missed it. I think it said something about something.
The first tutorial is like, how to dodge and then the different types of ammo that you can use.
Yeah, you get introduced to each type of bullet. As you go along, you can have different bullet types in each gun, freeze bullets or electric bullets.
Oh no, I'm not that far in.
I'm more explaining for the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh.
That we're recording.
Oh. You can dash and
we're doing
different enemies. Yes. There's four different types of ammo. There's, I don't remember what the red does, but green is iron bullets, and they pierce things nicely. Blue is freeze bullets. They only really deal damage, apparently, when you, like, reload, which seems odd, because it seemed like they were doing damage anyways. Purple is a dash forward that, you know, lets you go through stuff, and green... Sorry, and yeah, those are the main ones. Ooh, you can even... the dash lets you go between multiple enemies, which is pretty cool. I have a key... Use rune keys to unlock dungeon doors and access new rooms. That seems very helpful. Dungeon map and teleport. Press view to enlarge the dungeon map in order to carefully plan your exploration. You can then teleport to certain rooms by holding the specified face button. Okay.
And I'm dead.
Oh. Ace. We don't die here, we're professional gamers.
I mean, as long as you come back to life, it's okay.
More like professional lamers, am I right?
I get it. I don't get it.
He's saying we're lame. Is that bomb?
And I'm dead again.
Oh, frick. Messed up my reload there.
Okay, this is interesting.
Ah. Lost some health there. Ah, should have dodged out of the way of that.
The voice acting of the character, though.
I have collected a bullet upgrade. Inflicts damage over time upon hitting an enemy with a human bullet. It's syphilis. Please don't ask me why it's syphilis.
Oh, I see you're taking bullets from the enemy that you defeat. I see. This seems really novel. The game.
Agreed.
Okay, I'm going a different route because I keep getting killed by a boss.
Your boss? I thought you were your own boss.
Be your own boss. Red ring. Human bullets increase their damage by an amount inversely proportional to your health. I'm guessing the red ones are the human bullets. That's interesting. Don't remember how they work, but interesting. Oh, dang. The door closed behind me, but I can... Oh, I can still warp to places. That's cool. Let's get to the treasure room. The computer room. Treasure goo, an enemy with no shield. It drops bullet upgrades of its current blood color when executed.
Everything okay, Goz?
Yeah, my stream went off, but don't worry about this.
For some reason, my game appears to be frozen.
On stream?
No, in game.
Oh.
Oh, well. Maybe I should quit out.
I'm going to upgrade with Galvanic Web. Enemies hit by Thunderbullet create an arcing lightnings.
Yeah, you might want to restart.
That would make sense. Hi, Tool Demos. It's good to see you lurking. Oh, wait. The game was frozen, but I could pause the screen and then unpause. That was weird.
Aaron!
I'm sorry! I don't know what happened! Let's see. This is a tough fight in here, I assume. I could just go around it, I guess. I don't know what it means exactly, but it's probably going to be an annoying, tough fight. I only have 5 keys left.
That's voiceover.
Aha! Hub room.
I got an achievement for teleporting 12 times because I went back to the hub twice and died like 6 times.
Oh no, my keys have been stolen. Wait, Crypt what? Alchemist. I did not realize this was a boss fight.
Yep, that's the one that keeps killing me. But why did it only take a few runes from you? It took like 10 runes from me.
Maybe only all the runes that you had, and Aaron didn't have many. Okay, well, I'm pretty sure...
Human. Perfect human.
I'm pretty sure one of the sound effects is someone going... I'm not sure
shoot.
My mic picked it up.
Frick. And I died.
That Samuel is dead.
Could have won, but I didn't. Yeah, I don't really know what happened there. I did not mean to get into a boss fight. Oh well.
Well, this is one of those games where you can go literally to the boss straight away, because that's what I somehow managed to do.
It's in the main room. I will not go there this time. Galvanic Web. Enemies hit by a Thunderbullet create an arcing lightnings to hit the nearest enemies. That seems helpful. I don't have any of those currently, but that seems helpful.
Backstab. Hitting an enemy from behind with human bullet always deals critical damage. Useful.
Agreed.
You need a lightning bullet to teleport behind him and then go, nothing personnel, kid.
Oh, why do I keep managing to get in outside the boss arena? Need to pay attention to this mini-map.
Alright, nice.
You can do it, Ace! There's only two of them.
Chalker. Chalker? Don't you mean choker? Earn each icicle trap stuck in an enemy decreases progressively that enemy's navigation speed. Helpful. Do I just like have these? Are they like automatically included or? That I don't understand. It seemed like the purple bullets weren't doing the chaining. Maybe they just weren't close enough to each other.
Come on, Samuel, you can do it.
All right, bullet upgrade. I can do line them up. Each enemy penetrated by single iron bullet increases the bullet damage. Wrecking ball doubles the diameter of iron bullets. That sounds helpful. If an iron bullet doesn't hit an obstacle, the bullet comes back at you, dealing lots of damage to me? Or is it like a ricochet where it'll hit people and not me, and it'll deal more damage to them? I'm going to go for wrecking ball, just since bigger bullet sounds nice.
Okay, that sound effect is 100% someone going...
Yeah, I told you! There's people going.
So is the boss stronger the less rooms you've cleared, or weaker the less rooms you've cleared?
Well, it keeps beating me very easily, so. Unclear.
Yeah, I was too busy fixing the stream to read tutorials.
Gravedigger. Dealing a critical hit with a human bullet grants a skull of bone marrow. Oh, hey, that's pretty cool. Too bad I don't have anything to boost my chances of crits, but it's still cool. Alright, so I can go do a tough fight or a purple room. There's a shop if I do the tough fight, though. Let's see what the tough fight is. I assume it's a tough fight, at least. Also, it's free? I can go to the tough fight for free? Oh, an elite room. Defeat the elite enemy to end the waves of enemies and complete the room. Oh, it's waves. Oh, it's waves. Oh, no.
You can do it. It's just waves.
Okay, I've used a lab room to change the color of my blood to purple.
Ooh, what did that do?
And I died.
Well, when I reload my weapons, I assume it's going to be purple blood? Yes, purple bullets.
Oh,
very cool. Okay, so elite rooms are dangerous. Good to know. All right. We have syphilis again.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Agreed.
I hear you can get a thing for that.
More bullets?
Yeah.
All right. Backstab, critical morph, great.
No, that's like critical morb.
Oh, morb, critical morb. That's fair. Well, let's go for backstab, I guess. It's morbin' time. Okay, what's the purple room? Oh, it's timed room.
I tried to look up other games by this publisher on Steam, but when I clicked one of the thumbnails, it said something went wrong.
I took damage immediately upon entering the room because I walked into a trap and did not dodge. I am a fool. Oh, finally got to a lab room for changing the color.
Hey, elite room. Done in very easy fashion.
My blood is now purple.
Copycat.
Hey, that was the only option I had.
a likely excuse.
Because it's true!
The only excuse.
The truth? You can't handle the truth. Alright. Now we have residual electricity. Creates an electrified aura that damages enemies for a short period of time after shooting a Tunda bullet. Well, let's try another elite room.
Nice dodging.
Aha! Boom. I killed an elite enemy for the first time. I have more health now. Oh, that's very good, actually.
What are the orange thingies in the corner of the room?
These glowing things, or like the things that I'm breaking?
These the other things, the unbreakable ones.
I have no idea. Bombs, maybe? Let's see. We could try to make it to the shop. We could try to make it to the other quick change room. No, it's not a quick change room. That's another one of those challenge rooms. Well, I guess let's try and do a fight and then the other treasure thing. Oh, I can teleport to the lab now. That's pretty cool. I'll just save me a little
teleport
bit of time.
To the shop or the lab.
Oh, interesting. Very helpful. Oh, frick, traps.
I'm a vampire hunter. I bested you, vampire. Aha, eat my gun. Aha. It's Tuesday. Aha.
At the Game Grincast? Ah, frick, Samuel is dead.
Samuel is dead! Boo-hoo!
I need to pay more attention to my life. I am not doing that well enough.
I'll get you, Spider-Man!
I don't really get a good sense of when I'm taking damage. For some reason. Maybe it's just a me thing.
No, I get that, totally.
But I'm getting better.
I'm dead.
Samuel, no!
Ha ha! Galvanic web.
Okay, so it's roguelite. You restart at the hub, and everywhere you've been is changed, or at least unexplored/uncompleted.
Definitely, it's changing each time.
Don't know if the order of rooms is changing, but...
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, definitely one of those keep playing until you get good.
Yes. Alright, let's actually try to avoid taking damage this time.
Oh shit, Twitch changed how you control ads and it messed up. How we ad breaks. We were getting 30-second ad break every 10 minutes.
Rick. Did it. Okay. Got more keys. Very cool. Very cool. Alright, I can go up here for another lab. Or I could go down for a fight. With that fight, I wouldn't be getting anything in particular that's unique. But if I go to the lab, my only option from there is another elite. Yeah, I may as well do the fight, try and get some more upgrades. It took damage there.
Okay, You can't dodge through big elite enemies.
You just shoot through them.
I mean, if you have the purple bullets, you can shoot through them, but you can't dodge through them.
Oh, frick. Did not mean to do that. Let's see. Perfect human. Human bullets of a perfect barrel. We'll do blah, 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 blah. Let's skip the lab for the moment since, I don't know, I kind of like the human bullets. Let's see. I could keep going this way and try and get to the shop. Yeah, I don't have to do the elite fights if I do that, then. At least I don't have to do them for now. Probably could just warp to the hub.
Okay, yeah, the order of rooms does definitely change.
What is that glowing blue ball? Where did it go? I'm pretty sure I dodged you, buddy. Oh, frick. Okay. Well, oh, God dang it. Well, I'm dead. Ran out of bullets. Supercharge. Increase the travel trajectory of a thunder bullet. So I go further? Okay. Is that a good thing?
Maybe. Aha! You go further now! Ha ha!
Aha! I have no idea what this bug thing does. It's not even taking damage. It's just gone now. I don't understand.
I need to dash through it.
Maybe? I guess that makes sense. Shoot. Got the wrong one. Oh, frick. Did not need to do that. Frick. Nope. And now we're out of that again. Frick. Wrong reload button. Shoot. Back to low health. Blech. I don't feel like I'd be able to beat the elite at this point, but hey, let's go to the treasure room. I don't even know how perfect barrels work. I got it once, so. After image seems cool as an ability. It sends out another one the same way that your last thunderbolt went. It's like a mirror image thing, which is probably helpful for damage purposes. No, frick. And I died. I thought I dodged. I guess I did not.
Dang it. I pressed the button to reload from an enemy.
Yeah. Which is annoying. Also, the camera is not always perfect for seeing the enemies, which is a little annoying.
No. However, it is quite a well-designed game in
agreed
overall.
Yeah.
Graphics are pretty good. Certainly played worse on this channel.
Agreed, very much.
Like Galarians. No, no, it's going to get channel, bad.
That was a podcast. Yeah, I've played enough of this, but yeah, I can see people playing a lot more, especially since it's free. Got achievements for achievement hunters.
Indeed, I think it's definitely worth trying.
Looks good, plays fun. Not really a sort of thing I'm going to keep returning to.
Yeah, the slow-paced attacks are a little annoying with how quickly paced the enemies can be, but it's definitely a stylistic decision.
Yeah, I did get an impression that there's a clash between how slow the gameplay is and how fast enemies can be.
Yeah.
There's also... it can be unclear when enemies are going to attack, especially when lots of them on screen.
Yeah. And proper dodging is hard to get a handle on. Not impossible, but
yeah,
it's definitely, I'm definitely dodging too soon a lot of the time.
Do either of you have a lot of experience with Souls-like games? Perhaps that's what they were going for.
I do love Souls-likes, even though I've only gotten decent at them recently.
Roguelike, you mean?
No.
I also am a big fan of Hades in terms of roguelikes. And that one's definitely a lot faster paced, but I suppose I shouldn't be comparing this to Hades. The gimmick of the different bullet types is very interesting. Though it is very easy to run out of ammo.
Oh yeah, super easy.
And then also, I keep messing up and reloading with the wrong button, which usually leaves me with only half of the ammo that I could have, but that's a human error thing. It could be nice if there was like a method where if it detects that you have one ammo thing completely empty, it will automatically go to that one as opposed to whichever one you hit. But I can understand, you know, not wanting to bother with that and just leaving it up. If the player accidentally hit the wrong button, it's on them.
Yeah, it's a bit punishing, but again, it could be what they were going for.
Exactly, yeah. It definitely seems like it's intended to be a tough game.
So yeah, well done, Spooky Coffee.
The game was very spooky. I didn't see a lot of coffee, though.
That's what the money is.
Oh.
But they colored it yellow in those containers so you could see it rather than brown, and you might think, oh, it's mud.
I see.
Okay, that makes sense.
Good design decision there. Game of the year.
That was Gunpire. Check it out. It's free on Steam. And
not bad for a price of free.
Some challenging trophies, though.
Yes.
And that brings us to the end of our podcast. Thank you for joining me, Erin and Gus.
Thank you for having us, Ace. Hope you enjoyed yourself.
And thank you for watching this, and thank you for listening and subscribing to the Greencast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge. And of course, check out our writings on GameGrin.com. And until next time, game on.